Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be back. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Do apologize for not coming and connected on last week, but nevertheless, we thank and praise God that we are here today by the grace of God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank He has given us the privilege and the pleasure to be able to do that. And we want to give a great big shout out and welcome to all of you that are coming in today. Praise God. And stopping by to listen, partake, and to receive. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are going to be teaching today by the grace of God on the subject of UNGST. And of course, that word is spelled A-N-G-S-T. And that is another one of those emotions that we are talking about. We have been talking about quite some time, the SOUL series. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And of course, we have done my will and the will. Of course, now we're dealing with the emotions, and we are heading into other aims of the emotion. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. What does the Bible have to say about it? We're going to be talking about that, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we invite you to stick with us, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and just let us know in your opinions, praise God, of what you have to say, if there's anything you would like, praise God, for us to really just place a little bit more emphasis on and stuff that has to be a piece in a piece. Feel free to contact us and let us know. We thank God for that. Just a few announcements. We do have some items on our website that are really just, God has just blessed us to be able to pray for those items. And praise God, we invite you to go over to www.apostlecondesso.com. Praise God. And to partake and let us know if there's anything there that you would like to receive by the grace of God, of course. Everything is there. It's self-explanatory, praise God. But if there's anything else that you would desire to speak with us about, feel free to call us at either of these numbers, 305-917-5223, 786-991-4818. And we'd be more than happy, praise God, to share or explain further the one on the website. Now, of course, we have a couple of items on our main website. We will be updating that as well. That is www.lrobinsonconventionministry.org. But you can certainly contact us there and for that, any other products that we may have, teaching products, proper products that will promote healing. We have some items on that as well. So, you know, that is coming in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got a couple things that we can have share with now. We don't have an exact word on there just yet. But if you request it pertaining to a subject of healing, then by all means, praise God, in the name of Jesus, we can certainly get that to you. So, praise God. So just go in and look around and let us know. Praise God. And we certainly do appreciate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you know, the call and number I am, praise God, here on the switchboard today. So we can accept phone calls. Praise God. And that number is 646-478-4952. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God. We are going to be picking back up, like I said, on that subject. And we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth. We're going to a few more teachings that we want to be doing on that and a little bit more in depth, and just to give you what the Bible has to say about that. Because, you know, this whole series and all of our series are like that, that we like to say and like to teach and praise God what the Word is giving us. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But also emphasize, praise God, we can't emphasize enough what the Bible has to say about certain matters in our lives. Because, praise God, we know that we are created by the God, hallelujah, glory to God, that He is so wonderful. I mean, there is no match for me thinking, praise God, and there are certain things that we do not know and understand, but we know that He always understands, hallelujah, glory to God, and we have to sometimes seek Him a little deeper to find out, praise God, what it is. But he loves us, hallelujah, and he loves us still. And we thank God his mercy is renewed upon us each and every morning, afresh and anew. So to him be all the glory in all things. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to get right into some music, praise God, and we're going to come back and have prayer in just a little while and just go on through, hallelujah, glory to God. Again, a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you, and to Block Talk Radio, as always, said thank you so very much, hallelujah, for this opportunity. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you.
Father. Oh, God, that Father, even our nation, look upon that favorably, Lord. And you know what is going on with every area and aspect. Lord, we know that we know what that you have a plan and a purpose, and we know that you know what it is that you want done and to be able to fulfill in this earth. So, Lord, we are trusting you in that, to have your way in that too, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for the ones that are joining with me now, oh God, and their needs, oh God, their situation, their circumstance, their condition, their problems, whatever they may be. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for mercy and I thank you for grace. I thank you for the love of God that surpasses all understanding and able to keep us in all our ways. Need God, direct us, Father God, and cause things to move, Father God, from right to left and left and right, Father God, and down the center. Oh God, and we thank you that the word declares that you were in Isaiah 45:2, that you have the ability, oh God, to make every crooked path straight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you today that whatever is going on around these people that are under the sound of my voice, those that are going to come in and listen later on, that's going to be dealing with problems, the situations, circumstances, conditions, Father God, beyond their ability, Father God, to handle them, Father, that they need a miracle in the name. We pray and decree a miracle by your word, not of our flesh, but God, by the Spirit, by which you have placed within us, oh God, in Jesus' name, and Father God, the ability, and Father, also, glory to God, the authority that you have given us to proclamate this word. Hey, God, I thank you. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm about to get shouting in here. Oh, God, I thank you. Glory. Yes, Lord, have your way, my Father, in the hearts and the lives and the minds of the people. Turn things around, God, my Father, that needs to be turned around. Make the path crooked, that it's crooked, make it straight. Oh, God, wherever those mountains are, Lord God, in their lives, oh, God, we think of pulling those mountains down and making them as smooth as plain. Lord, those valleys that are so open and so wide, oh, God, we think of bringing it up, Lord God, at its level. Oh, God, it is. Continue to move forward in the name of Jesus, that there's no hampering, there's no hindrance, Father, there's no blockage, all blockage removed, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit is working, your angels are on assignment, because they are the ones that are ministering angels, and we thank you, Lord God, that you release your ministering angels, and have released them even now, even as I pray, and I thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit, and Lord, that which, Father God, needs to be changed and transformed, my Father, that you would transform it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We bring healing, wholeness, and soundness of mind, body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. We will continue to give your name the praise, henceforth forevermore. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, amen. And thank God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. God, you are wonderful, God, and we bless your name in the process of it all. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. We are going to get right in now and begin to share on this assembly on our teaching praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to Him. God, the S-O-U-L series emotion, the mind, the will, the emotion, part of this, that same series, part five, part seven, dealing with the emotions and the word and angst. And the reason why we are doing it like this on this particular part, because we had talked about when we initially opened the emotions, we talked about anger. And along with the anger, we were displaying some of the characteristics, some of the emotions as it pertained to the subject of anger. And sort of like the opposite of what happens even within that. You know, sometimes we have a connection within certain words as well. Now, even though these words are defined as having anger in it, there are some other acts and words, you might say, that is also like sensitive and outspoken, what we are to the subject of anger. And so they sort of like, they interwoven together. And so that's why I wanted to be able to do this particular series, this part of it, together, the anger as well as the angst. And of course, I have pronounced it with another pronunciation, but of course, there are different pronunciations with some people. And of course, what the proper pronunciation is, of course, the word is angst. And that word is A-N-G-S-T. And just a moment. Excuse me, I have a little scratchy throat here. It is a feeling of deep anxiety or dread, typically an unfocused one about the human condition or the state of the world. Okay? In general. Let's see. Excuse me. Now, the Bible tells us, Hebrews 4 and 12, ESV, for the word, for the word of God is living and active, that is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joint and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And we know when you look at the soul and the spirit, they are intertwined. Joints and marrow is intertwined too, to some degree, because you have your joints, but you also have your bone marrow. If you don't have that marrow, you have really have a problem, because that is the essence of part of the cell within the bloodline itself, within the blood. You crack the bone, I give it to you. I said, with a chicken, you know, the same way it is with the chicken, when you crack that bone, you can see the inside of it. The same thing is with the human being or other. There is always that interior. There's always an external. There's always an interior. And each has its function. So that's what we're dealing with here. And so we have to deal with these words, just kind of look at them. And, of course, through this, I hope and pray that we can kind of just touch base a little bit on each one of these words. Because, again, like I said, it is kind of connected to the anger. And now, regarding the term, which is an adolescent angst, it is saying that the synonyms are anxiety, fear, dealing with anger, even with anxiety. Because you can experience certain things. If you get really angry, you could notice it, that within your body, that there will be certain emotions, certain things will happen within your body, because you're going through an anxiety attack, or you can get so afraid that you could also associate say certain things that will happen as well. And definitely with the word dread, you can see that. Some people, of course, are very apprehensive, you know, and before they get angry, they start getting nervous. And then the next thing behind that is you really find yourself in anger, or even with worry, you find yourself in that too. And so, again, that's a couple of other words. And in another word, it's perturbation and foreboding, and also trepidation, malaise, distress, disquiet too, excuse me, unease, uneasiness, inquietude, and, of course, the term angst comes from the Wikipedia. The Free Encyclopedia tells us, the meaning says that, the fear, anxiety, and also another word, and that it's a Latinate word, of similar origin. It says that the word "angst" was introduced into English from the Danish, Norwegian, and Dutch word. That word is A-N-G-S-T, and the German word A-N-G-S-T, so they're, again, similar. It is attested since the 19th century in English translation of the word. And, of course, this particular guy, and I mentioned his name before, he is the philosopher. His name is It's K-I-E-R-K-E-G-A-A-R-D. And, of course, Freud. And, again, I believe it's pronounced Caricard. And, of course, it is used in English to describe an intense feeling of apprehension, anxiety, or in a turmoil. Now, in other languages, having the same of the Latin word pavor for fear, the derived words differ in meaning. Example, as in the French, and of course, it is spelled A N X I E T E, and that is, I believe, it's an ecstasy, and also P-U-R, pure. Says that the word Angus has existed since the 18th century from the Proto-Indo-European root. And, of course, that is another word. That word is A-N-G-H-U. That's another spelling for it. And, of course, it means afraid, from which Old High German, and that word is A-N-G-U-S-T, developed. It is pretty cognate with the Latin, and that word is spelled A-N-G-U-S-T-I-A. And that will be angustia, and of course intensity, and that's what that is all about, and tightness, and anger, and choking, and clogging, compared to the ancient Greek strangle. So we're still dealing with the words of the subject or angus, which is the term or word anxiety. Now, when we talk about anxiety, that is a part of it. It is emotion characterized by an unpleasant state of inner turmoil. Again, you can see the association of the words, often accompanied by nervous behavior such as pacing back and forth, somatic complaints, and rumination. And we talked about that word rolling things over in your mind, over and over again, repetitiously. It is the subjectively unpleasant feeling of dread over anticipated events, such as the feeling of imminent death. Anxiety is not the same as fear, which is the response to a real or perceived immediate threat. Whereas anxiety is the expectation of future threats, anxiety is a feeling of uneasiness and worry, usually generalized and unfocused. As an overreaction to only subjectively seen as menacing. It's often accompanied by muscular tension, restlessness, fatigue, and problems in concentration. Anxiety can be appropriate, but when experienced regularly, the individual may suffer from an anxiety disorder. And people facing anxiety may withdraw from situations which have provoked anxiety in the past. There are various types of anxiety. Existential anxiety can occur when a person faces an existential crisis or nihilistic feelings. People can also face mathematical anxiety, somatic anxiety, stage fright, or chest anxiety, social anxiety, and stranger anxiety are caused when people are apprehensive around strangers or other people in general. Furthermore, anxiety has been linked with the physical symptoms such as IBS and can heighten other mental health issues such as OCD and panic disorder. The first step in the management of a person with anxiety symptoms to evaluate the possible presence of an underlying medical cause whose recognition is essential in order to decide the correct treatment. Anxiety symptoms may be masking an organic disease or appear associated or as a result of a medical disorder. Anxiety can be either a short-term state or a long-term trait. Whereas trait anxiety represents worry about future events, a group of mental disorders characterized by feelings of anxiety and fear. And the scripture tells us on the subject of fear and anxiety, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Do not be anxious, hallelujah, about anything, hallelujah, but by everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Come back and be with us again. Of course, those two scriptures are from Isaiah 4, 1 and 10, and Philippians 7, 4, 4, 6 through 7. Amen. Praise God. Come back and be with us again for our next show, Hallelujah, Glory to the Lamb of God, where we'll be picking back up and further talking a little bit more about anxiety. Hallelujah, glory to God, and dealing with some more applications when it pertains to that subject. All under the functioning with regard to UNCS, that one word, UNCS. And we want to talk about all the other emotions also that is associated or connected to it. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, as we are going through this part of it as well. So thank you for being with us here today. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, glory to God, being with us today. Please forgive that. My scratchy throat, hallelujah, glory to God. We pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the name of God. And we thank God for this opportunity as always. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We love you and we know that God loves you. And in saying that, we just want to remind you and reaffirm the fact that if you haven't called on Jesus, if you haven't asked him to come into your heart to save you, for hallelujah, glory to God, if you don't know him as your Savior, ask him to come into your heart and save you, wash you and cleanse you of anything. Oh God, I just, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, and anything else that's going on that you know that's going on, praise God, hallelujah, God, ask God for his mercy, because this is what we're talking about today. Praise God, as we began the show, we want to talk about that a little bit and let you know that because of his grace and his mercy, hallelujah, glory to God, we call upon him. We don't take it upon ourselves to do it. Call on him because we know that he's a God of grace, he's a God of mercy, and he loves us. And we thank God for that love and for the compassion and all that he's given us, hallelujah, glory to God, and working with us. Praise God, and teach us, leading and guide us now, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for that, and we try our best to pass that on, hallelujah, glory to God, to those that are listening, hallelujah, glory to God, and partaking of the message and teachings that are coming through this particular show. Amen. Again, God bless you. We love you, hallelujah, glory to God. Make that decision, hallelujah, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in there and just work in you, hallelujah. Anything that you don't understand, he will certainly give you explanation of it and give you understanding of it. Amen. Trust him, hallelujah, glory to God. That's one of my motto, LTO, love, trust, and obey. Hallelujah, glory to God, and God will show you the way. He'll make a way for you. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you again for being with us. We look forward to my grace of God, you know, coming back and you being with us on our next show. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Yes, we do. Thank you.
Thank you.